Hello, folks. Welcome to the Nerd One podcast. I'm your host, Vincent. In today's show, we're talking about Barbenheimer. So sit down, buckle up. It's going to be a gloriously explosive pink adventure. So last week, a doubleheader kind of movie came out. It was one of those like rare circumstances where, you know, two movies would come out, you know, the same opening day, opening weekend, and it just did amazingly. You know, so far, well, I guess the numbers are official now. The fourth largest weekend in cinema history was because of the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer, or the Barbenheimer, as being referred to as by many people, just not me, because I didn't come up with them. I'm not that clever. How dare you assume I'm that clever? But you know, I have seen both, and they're on very different ends of the spectrum of movies. You have the Barbie movie being kind of bright and colorful, and Oppenheimer being kind of like this, you know, realistic, a little bit darker kind of movie where, you know, I'll kind of separate the two for the review. So who knows how long this podcast is going to go on. It can go on for days and days and days. Anywho, let's start with Barbie. Barbie is basically, as you know it, about the Barbie doll, but apparently there is a alternate reality where all the variations of Barbie from, you know, over the years live in harmony with each other, and the Kens are just kind of there. It's kind of funny because they basically say, where do the Kens live? Like, no one knows. So I guess the Kens are kind of homeless. But, you know, Barbie starts to experience, you know, different things. You know, she wakes up, you know, one day kind of depressed. She can no longer walk on her tippy toes. She's flat-footed, and she's getting cellulite. And, you know, she's told by the sage of Barbies, the weird Barbie, that she must enter the real world, cheer up her owner, and then, you know, come back and everything will be great. And one kind of thought I have on this is that, is there a Barbie land for every Barbie owner? Because, I mean, Barbie is a huge, huge thing. And thinking that there's only like one Barbie land for all Barbies to exist would mean that if there's any Barbies out there who were ever like, you know, twisted, haircut, burnt, head popped off by someone, or just like random shit done, you know, wouldn't there be just like this land of mutilated Barbies? Weird to think about, isn't it? So, Barbie travels to the real world in search of her owner, comes across this like this real jerk of a kid. I mean, I could say worse things, but I'm trying to keep this as PG as I can. Who basically says that Barbie is what's wrong with the world today, you know, in so many different ways and fashion. And instead, you're taking for what it is. It's a doll. It's a doll. And apparently all the Kens are brainless idiots too. But except for, you know, primary Ken, or I guess Ken 1 or whatever the hell it is. Ryan Gosling's Ken, who comes with Barbie to the real world and discovers that, hey, in the real world, men are respected. They're not, you know, treated like trash and garbage like they are in Barbie world or Barbie land. And decides to take that back with him. And so he goes back and very seemingly, easily overthrows the whole Barbie institution and turns it into Kendom, or Kenland. Kendom, I think. And it's up to Barbie and her new friends from the real world to go back and, you know, save Barbie Land from Kens and restore order of Barbie Land back to the Barbies. And one review I saw in this movie, online basically saying that Barbie and all the Barbies themselves are the enemy of this movie because they're the oppressors of the Kens. They're the, you know, people holding Ken down, manipulating him, and almost like it's like this tyrannical kind of thing. And it was just a fun laugh because honestly, I've heard these movies being, it's a female empowerment movie, it's a anti-male movie, and for someone to be like, no, this is all about tyranny. It's like, that's, I could see that. It's just funny to think about it, by the way. So I guess everyone has their own different interpretation of the movie. But it, if you take it at its base scale, it's basically about a Barbie who is trying to understand her place in the universe, I guess, between Barbie Land and the real world. Where does she belong? Does she like being normal, or does she want to go back to being happy and perfect, you know, in Barbie Land? And then next, Oppenheimer. Yes, this is about the story of the father of the atomic bomb, how the Manhattan Project went from being, you know, something the government was trying to get off his, you know, I don't want to say his high horse, but trying to get off the ground and basically going out recruiting all these different scientists to basically get, you know, this project off the ground. And so they bring in Oppenheimer, plus, you know, they have him recruit, you know, any scientists they believe would, you know, help them to their cause because they need to beat the Germans. And then the movie kind of intertwines with, you know, during the war and post-war. Post-war being, you know, hey, the Russians are developing and have a bomb. Who gave them the information to do this? Was it Oppenheimer? Is he trustworthy anymore? And just people trying to tear him down, you know, basically discredit him for everything he did, and to basically make him seem like this kind of, I don't say a monster, but this, well, communist in a way, is where they kind of went with it. But throughout the movie, it's a very tense movie because you can feel that, you know, the stakes are high. You know, it's one of those, if the Nazis, you know, develop a fully enriched bomb, the world may never be the same again. You know, it could be, you know, just devastation on a global scale. And then, you know, after Germany's defeated, then the question arises of, well, America basically has the bomb developed, ready to go. You know, Japan, you know, it's just moments away from surrendering, you know, maybe days, months, who knows, but isn't necessary. And, you know, Oppenheimer were kind of like, you know, saying, you know, it's maybe it's something that we should have but not use, you know, like make it like more of a deterrent kind of thing. And as we all know, our world history, it got used twice to massive scales of devastation. And it's, you know, Oppenheimer is just really the story of all of that. I mean, the movie is really good. But there are, you know, if you're looking for a basically historical kind of movie, you know, there are, you know, a few scenes of, you know, ongoing nudity. So if you take kids with you, you know, watch out. So, but really, the movie itself has just this wide range of talent, from Cillian Murphy to Robert Downey Jr. to Emily Blunt. I mean, it's just, the cast is solid. The writing is solid on this movie. And it's one of those movies you leave thinking, wow, you know, that actually happened. And it's good. I wouldn't say anything else beyond it. You know, it's, you got to keep up. It's the only thing, because there are time jumps back and forth. They do show the difference in the time jumps between the colorization of these different scenes, but everything works well together. The cast works well together with each other, and just the anticipation, the fear, the tenseness of it all, it's all there, it's all palpable, and yeah, I just want to see it again. I think it's what it kind of boils down to. So if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. It's worth your time. Barbie, that's up to you. I mean, something that is not for everyone is doing amazing box office. Both these movies are. So we'll see kind of where they end up before they're taken out of theaters. You know, probably gonna be a while from now. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We are on Instagram, Nerd1Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. If you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerdum. But until next time, stay safe out there, please. Wash your hands. Hydrate, please, because it's getting really hot outside. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you soon. And bye for now.